Etikaf means to stage a demonstration, and Mu'takif takes part in demonstration. All right. He has some demands. He comes to a masjid, stays there, and continues pleading with Allah that he won't leave that masjid until he gets forgiveness. When a demonstration takes place, each and every participant respects its rules so that their demand can be approved. Given this point, when a group of people demonstrates at masjid, they must take care of formalities of masjid. They must keep it neat and clean, because we already know that masjid must be neat and clean. It must be kept clean and fragrant. These commands are mentioned in Ahadith and Holy Quran. Keep your masjid clean. For those who do etikaf, it is haram to enter a masjid with a stinky mouth. Furthermore, clothes of some people are smelly like hell. They don't feel it because of having a stuffy nose, so they shouldn't perform etikaf. You know, Sharia doesn't allow. If somebody has an abscess on face, it causes smell, or people have repugnance for it, they aren't supposed to enter a masjid. For this reason, patients shouldn't be taken to a masjid, and the elderly who is reliant on someone should not be taken. Children and the disabled are taken to a masjid. I'm talking about worldwide. The Madani centers where etikaf is to be performed, that such people should be refused politely. If you know already, the people you take them would listen to me, don't take them. You know, manners of masjid are really so important apart from cleaning. We should also be careful about speaking after entering a masjid. Discussion on worldly topics is not permitted. Mu'takif is permitted to speak something about worldly topics as per need without need. He is not permitted either. Permissible chat at masjid destroys virtues as fire does bundles of wood. Listen up. Discussion on worldly topics at masjid destroys good deeds which a person does in 40 years for pleasing Allah. You should now make an intention to read this chapter, Blessings of Etikaf, consisting of some pages from Blessings of Ramadan. If you come without reading it, it is also possible that you do lots of mistakes. You should also come earlier. If you come late, actually each and every visitor to Faizan-e-Madina is checked properly. Their luggage is checked properly as well. You know, this process takes much time. If you want to do etikaf here at Faizan-e-Madina, you should come some days early.